Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
That's an interesting email this morning before we get to our special guest. Wanted to comment on that. I did a recent program where I commented that I felt that Ron Paul's campaign had been thoroughly infiltrated, and that was one reason why he has said he wasn't getting the funds in. And I simply commented, I'd personally called about 10 times, sent emails, trying to get Ron Paul on my radio program, get his views out. And I did eventually meet some people high in the campaign. It was obvious to me that they were not going to put him on our radio program. We have about 70 outlets every week, have a pretty good coverage. And yet, of course, they never got back to me. And there was just no way to get through to anybody who seemed to be really in Ron Paul's campaign, who really seemed to be interested in helping. At one time, when I called, they put me on what I called the public relations media division, there was nobody there. So I simply left my name, and then there was an area where it said, contributions. I called on contributions. There was nobody there to take money for contributions. Left my name, never got a call back. I went to the section, would you like to work for the campaign? Nobody there. Left my name, nobody called back. So I went on the air and I said, I believe that Ron Paul's campaign was infiltrated. They had people in key positions in media relations who had no intention of allowing Ron Paul to be heard on alternative radio. One of our callers sent me an email this morning saying he'd put this up on the Internet with that 20 responses in 20 minutes, and then somebody took it down off of his website. Or I don't know, he said something about moving it to a very obscure location. So they took it down off of his website, and this is a sort of thing that really goes on. If you've had any similar experiences offering to help or donate to Ron Paul, why won't you call and let me know? But right now I want to go to Lindsay Williams. Yesterday morning I got an email from the Union Bank of Switzerland, which is one of the two largest banks in Switzerland. And I've had an account there for 40 years, never had an email from them. But yesterday morning I did. And what did the email say? It said that there was nothing to worry about. There was a sort of like a run on the banks in Greece, and there was concern about Greece dropping out of the European currency. There was concern about the stability of banking in some of the other countries over there. But there was nothing to worry about. There was nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. Banking is a confidence game. You put your money in at the bank, you have confidence you're going to get it out. But all of the banks have lent far more money than they actually have on deposit. And they obviously are frightened to death of a banking crisis in Europe, or else they wouldn't be sending out the emails to tell us there's nothing to worry about. And believe me, we ever have the people in America begin losing confidence in the banks and pulling the money out of the banks, this whole system set up by the evil people will begin to collapse, and they will lose their control over our lives. And that's the last thing they want. We are controlled by the banks to create money out of nothing and use that money to buy and sell politicians. Well, that is background. Let's get to Lindsay Williams, who, of course, has had some fascinating information through the years. And I've been looking over his shoulder and listening to what he has to say. I've talked to some of the people he's talked to, and believe me, they're real. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Of all the years, Dr. Stan, that my elite friends have been giving me information, this is the most important information that I've ever received, and I am so appreciative that you would allow me to be on your program this morning to let people know what I have just found out within the past 2 weeks. And Dr. Stan, we positively are on the verge of a catastrophic event in the financial field that is going to affect the entire world. And people must know what to watch in order to know when it's going to take place. And my elitist friends have told me just that. So, Dr. Stan, I am so appreciative that you would allow me to be with you today.
Good to have you. And let's tell our listeners about what's coming down the line.
Well, Dr. Stan, it happened about 2 weeks ago, and I was in touch with you-know-who. You know him. You talked with him some years ago. I also was in touch with a person that I've been put in touch with, a Wall Street insider, Mr. Tom Fowler, and they all indicated that there was something very unusual that was going to take place in the derivative market. And I was told at the time, don't pay any attention to what happens with the Wall Street stock market. They said it is not an indicator of anything. They said, don't pay any attention to what's happening in Europe, even though it is very important. They said the euro is not the place to watch. But they said, don't pay any attention to oil prices. They said they're fluctuating up and down. And they said, if you wait until you see something happen on Wall Street to the stock market, you've waited too late. Or if you wait until the euro crashes, it is too late. They said you must use as the indicator to know what's happening derivative market. And I was startled, and I said, okay, I must warn the people as quick as I can. Well, on Tuesday, and I have to give these dates because it's so important how this transpired. On Tuesday of last week, I contacted our studio and I said, I've got to do an emergency update. I said, this is very important. I had not the slightest idea that on Friday of last week, J.P. Morgan was going to reveal that it had just lost $2 billion in the derivative market. I mean, it's startling. I mean, I thought it would happen, yes, but I thought it's going to happen maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months down the line.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in the
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I've been Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. He's talking about the derivative market. And derivatives are one of the greatest scams in the world. A derivative is an insurance policy with no funds to back it up. Of course, it's wonderful when you're a bank. You can create these insurance policies because you don't come under insurance rules. And then, of course, if the trade turns against you, and you have guaranteed that a loan will be paid, it isn't, and you don't have the money to pay it, why you simply turn it over to the government, and they have to pay it, because the government banks backs the banks, and they say, well, these banks are too big to fail. Small banks, they'll let fail, and they'll simply seize their assets with the big banks. Since they're part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and there are six of them that, of course, control 60 to 70% of our banking assets, and they are part of the Council on Foreign Relations, they can make these bets. They can make lots of money. They can pay their executives $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 a year for fine work, making money, and then if they don't make money, you and I get stuck with the bill. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was given about 2 weeks ago a message, and it comes from my elite friends who are in their 70s and 80s, who then they themselves are very concerned about their own families, their children who have gone out in the business world now. And it's amazing how when a person faces the graveyard or they're in their older age, they look back on their younger years and realize what they've done to the world. Now, I know you have many new listeners out there, so very briefly, many years ago, I was invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for a three-year period. I'd been the pastor of a church for 12 years prior to that. I made close friends with some of those people. Now they are retired. People that you never get to shake hands with, you never get to meet in person, but by God's grace, I was allowed to have a position of that chaplain for 3 years. Over these years, these people have told me things, and probably the most important one issue that I have ever heard, and Dr. Stan, you know, I've been on your program many, many times and said, the elite just told me this or they told me that, and every time it happens just exactly like they said. And here, about 2 weeks ago, I was told, watch the derivative market because this is the indicator of what is going to happen in the financial markets of the world. And if you know how to watch the derivative market, they said you can spare yourself major heartache on getting out of paper in time. Now, all of you want to be able to do business just as long as you possibly can. right up to the date that the elite are going to allow a financial calamity to take place in the world. And that's only natural. You want to do that to put food on your table. But you must know the right timing to get out of all paper or you're going to lose it. So here basically is what happened. The first crack that has come and been announced in the derivative market took place on Friday of last week. Oh, from time to time, big companies have lost money in the derivative market, but it's never been announced quite like this. On Friday, J.P. Morgan announced that it had just lost $2 billion in the derivative market. Well, come as of Monday morning, and the people on Wall Street that I had talked with over the weekend, it wasn't just $2 billion. It's more like $10 to $12 billion that J.P. Morgan had lost. Now, why is this so significant? Well, first of all, if anyone out in the audience happens to be a small business owner, or maybe if you've been trying to get a house mortgage lately, remember what's taking place. If a man said to me in the business world just the other day, he said, Chaplain, if I had $1 million in the bank and I went down to borrow a $500,000 on my small business loan, he said they wouldn't give it to me. He said it is nearly an impossibility to get any money out of a bank anymore, whether it be for a mortgage or a house, a small business, whatever it may be. He said they're just not giving out their money. Well, I started talking with my elitist friends, and I said, what in the world is going on? Now, folks, you'll remember in the last year of the administration of our previous president, Mr. Bush, the Federal Reserve initiated QE1 and literally gave out trillions of dollars, billions to numerous banks, and literally trillions of dollars to bolster up the American dollar and to keep the financial system going. Then they came along with QE2. Well, all of those billions of dollars that were given to the four major banks of America, why isn't it being used? Why isn't it being given out to small businesses? Why isn't it being put to use in the real estate market that has collapsed? Well, I'll tell you why. I found out over the weekend after what happened to J.P. Morgan, and I talked with Mr. Tom Fowler, the Wall Street insider that I was put in touch with about a year ago. I want to give you the figures. Please write these down. This actually, they have taken, the four largest banking institutions of America have taken the funds that were given to them by the Federal Reserve in order to bail them out with QE1 and QE2. They have taken those funds and instead of using them to get the economy of America going again and get the housing market going again, they have invested it in derivatives. Oh, you must do a crash course on derivatives as quickly as you can. I've been told by my elite friend, beg everybody to do their homework on derivatives as quick as possible. Okay, here they are. J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest banking institution and the largest mortgage house in America, right now has an exposure of $70.1 trillion in the derivative market. No. Now, please, I did not say billion. I said trillion. We think that the $15.1 trillion national debt is so big. Well, it is. But do you realize that there's something out there that is that's much more damaging to the American people? J.P. Morgan Chase has $70.1 trillion exposure to the derivative market. Citibank, instead of using that money that the Federal Reserve gave them from QE1, QE2, they have invested it in the derivative market, and they have an exposure of $52.1 trillion of derivatives. Bank of America has a $50.1 trillion exposure to the derivative market today, and Goldman Sachs has $44.2 trillion. You put those four lending banking institutions in America together, and you have approximately $200 trillion of exposure into derivative market, and this is three times the size of the entire global economy. Folks, I hope you're catching this morning, because my elite friend said to me, he said, Chaplain, please let people know how they can determine when the financial collapse is going to take place. Now, you have pencils and paper, I'm sure by now, and I'm beginning to write some of this down. So I want to give you the 4 points that were given to me by my elitist friends about 2 weeks ago. I immediately said this is the most important thing that they have ever told me. Again, folks, keep in mind, these were ones that appreciate so much that I gave 3 years of my life as their chaplain. Until now, in their 70s and 80s, they are concerned about the condition of their own children. And I think this is the reason they are giving me these things, so that I can warn you and be right here on Dr. Stan's program today to help you know what to do in the way of knowing what's going to happen and making preparations. Number one, they said, don't pay any attention to what's happening to Wall Street stock market. They said that is not going to be an indicator as to when the crash is going to come. If you wait until you see Wall Street, New York stock market crash, you've lost it. It's too late. If you wait until you see the euro, and they're in trouble. I mean, Europe's in big trouble right now. Dr. Stan mentioned just a moment ago a bank in Switzerland that said, oh, don't worry about anything. Well, that means worry about something. This is so great, Dr. Stan, that you got that letter. I mean, if you wait until the euro crashes, you've lost it. It's too late. If you wait until oil prices go up to $150 a barrel, they're going to. It's just a matter of time. But if you wait until then, you've lost it. What do you watch? Here they are right here. They are the 4 points that they said you must watch it. Number one, the first sign that there is going to be a major crisis in the entire world's financial system, please write down the word derivative. And if you have any doubt as to what derivatives are, please do a crash course on it. It's a very complicated financial instrument that's used by every lending and banking institution in the world, and it is a glorified Las Vegas gamble is all it is. And J.P. Morgan Chase last Friday lost $2 billion that they were willing to admit to. It was actually much higher. Now, the derivative market, how will you know when a crack comes in the derivative market? The first thing you will see is currency wars taking place. Folks, please, if you have any idea, any doubt about what derivatives are, please note these things very carefully. The derivative market is so large until it will bring down the entire world system. Now, Tom Fowler, I was put in touch with him about a year ago. He was a Wall Street insider for many years. He's an older gentleman now. He said to me that 35 years ago, he was on Wall Street as a broker, and he said he was told to begin selling derivatives. They'd never even heard the word before. And then later in the week, one of the elite, and he and I compared notes. I met the same people on the pipeline that he met on Wall Street in New York, the elite, who do all of this. Every bit of this is done behind closed doors. They've been planning it for 35 to 40 years. He was told, Tom, the reason we are developing the derivative market, please, you'll see him say this in our new DVD series, Secrets of the Elite. They said, the reason that we are developing the derivative market is so that when the world's elite want to, they can bring down the entire world's financial system all at one time. This is how important the derivative market is. Now, how will you know when the derivative market begins to crack? You saw it, but whether you realized what you were hearing or not, it was on the national news. Now, I'm going to give you dates. Please, you need to write these down. Go back and prove it for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. This is the most important message I probably have ever received from the elite in all these years. Put the date down. On April the 14th of 2012, China announced that they're going to allow their currency to float, and they were going to allow it to float from 0.5 to 1% in relation to the American dollar. Now, from 0.5 to 1 is a 100% increase. Fall back to 0.5 would be a 100% decrease. Do you realize that if China allowed their currency to float to 1% against the American dollar, that every product at Walmart or Target that is marked made in China would double in price? if they allowed it to float to that point. I mean, this is so significant. The average person heard that China was going to do this and had not the slightest idea. This is what is known as a currency war. And this is what my elite friend said. He said, Chaplain, the first indicator of the derivative market beginning to crack will be a currency war. Let me give you the next one that just took place just recently. You saw it happen, but did you realize what was taking place? The president of Brazil, a lady, Dilma Rousseff, visited our White House, and I'm going to give you the date. Go back and look it up. On April the 11th of 2012, she came and met with our president, and when she was there, she said, Mr. President, you've got to quit this. She said, you cannot continue your expansionist, and that's the exact word she used, your expansionist of the American dollar by QE1 and QE2, and now about to announce QE3. She said, you are creating, and I'll use again her exact words, a monetary tsunami. And what the president of Brazil was saying is, you cannot go into QE3 because you are artificially propping up the American dollar. And she said, it is hurting our currency and all the nations of the world because you're pulling it out of thin air. You've got to quit it.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, here at the American Peter Network, I guess this morning, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and the material that you produced.
Well, Dr. Stan, last week when I had been given this information by my elitist friends, I felt that I must get it out to the American people as quickly as possible so that I could save their dinner tables and spare them a lot of heartache. I went in studio and did a 1-hour and 12-minute presentation of everything I had been told, which will save you great distress. Folks, I plead with you. I added it to the DVD presentation, 3.5 hours long, which is a mini college education on finances, which we did just a matter of 2 or 3 weeks ago, entitled Secrets of the Elite, in which you actually meet Mr. Tom Fowler, a Wall Street insider. We put the CD with it. Please give a phone call, if you will, to our toll-free number. If you have not gotten this, I beg of you to get our latest presentation. Our toll-free number is 888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to www.prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 24 hours a day, 888-799-6111, Secrets of the Elite. Now, Dr. Stan, it's very difficult for the average person to be able to discern what's happening in the derivative market because it is so closed, it's so secretive, and it is such a complicated financial instrument. So my elitist friend told me how that the ordinary everyday person, such as I, Lindsay Williams — I'm not a banker, I'm not a mortgage broker — he said, if you want to know how to discern the derivative market, which is the indicator of when the worldwide currencies are going to crash — they are. I mean, the elite already had this planned. It was planned 35, 40 years ago. And Mr. Tom Fowler happened to be a Wall Street insider at the time as a young man and knew it. He's an older man now. And he said, all right, here's how you can tell. When a crack comes in the derivative market, the first indicator you will have is currency wars. I just gave you the illustration of China. That's what's known as a currency war. And Brazil. And the president said, you cannot keep propping up artificially out of thin air the American dollar because it is destroying the other currencies of the world. Folks, if we go into QE3, you have never seen the repercussions that it's going to bring to America. It is going to be devastating to our country. Already China, Brazil, and others have said you can't do this anymore. All right, the second indicator of a crack in the derivative market will be trade wars. Oh, I hope you're writing these down. This is going to be so important for your family. Trade wars. Let me give you an example of one or two. And I'll give you some dates. The first week of February in 2012, China and Japan, the second and third largest economies in the world — America, of course, is the first largest economy in the world — China and Japan signed a trade agreement that they would sell and trade each other all of the products that they make, and they will not use the American dollar for the sale and trade of those products. This has never been done before in the history of the American dollar, that they didn't use the reserve currency of the world, which is the dollar. Then we put sanctions on Iran, and India came along and said, Iran, we need that oil, but the American government will not allow you to sell it using the petrodollar, which is the American dollar. But they said, we need it so bad for our economy, we will pay you in outright gold, Iran, for 1 million barrels of oil every day. Now, Iran's the fourth largest supply of oil on the face of the earth, 3.5 million barrels of oil in 24 hours. And on March of 2012, Iran and India agreed to pay in gold and bypass the American dollar. Saudi Arabia came along on March 2012. Are you noticing the dates? These are trade wars. On March of 2012, Saudi Arabia said, we'll build the largest oil refinery on the face of the earth in China. We will sell you oil. We will refine it for you. We will not use the American dollar for the sale of it. You can pay us in gold. BRICS. Oh, please write this down. This is April the 5th of 2012. There were a group of nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They met in New Delhi. Now, these nations represent 43% of the world's population, 18% of the world's gross domestic product, and 53% of the total global financial capital. And they said after their meeting, we are not going to use the American dollar any longer for the sale and trade of products amongst ourselves. Did you catch the date, April the 5th of 2012? Then, the next one, trade wars. They're already cracking. You must watch this. The next trade war is SWIFT, write down S-W-I-F-T. Folks, this is so important. That stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. If you wanted to transfer funds, just as you or I, average individual, where would you go? You would go down to the store, and you'd say, I want to use some communications to send $100, $1,000, wherever it may, Western Union. Well, if you were a big player in the world and you were transferring billions, maybe trillions of dollars, you would use SWIFT, Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. And just the other day, 10 nations, two of which are India and China, said we're no longer going to use SWIFT. We're going to form our own bank. We're not going to use the American dollar any longer. The last one, April the 27th of 2012, China and Iran. China said, I'll pay you for gold of the oil that I need to get from you. Folks, do you realize that within 90 days' time, please, please, you must catch this. My elite friend said, warn everybody you can. Tell them what's happening. I mean, these people are concerned. They're in their 70s and 80s now. The younger elite have taken over. And they're telling me these things, and I'm trying to help you to understand what's happening. In 90 days' time, the American dollar has lost it. Now, folks, look around you. The only people on the face of the earth have any confidence in the American dollar anymore is the American. The nations of the world have already lost confidence in the reserve currency of the world, and they're bailing out. And when these countries, China and Iran and Saudi Arabia and BRICS and SWIFT, and when they no longer use the American dollar and cash them in, do you realize what's going to happen back here to our own currency and the Federal Reserve? So, number one, they said, watch it. Whenever there is a crack in the derivative market, it will be indicated by currency wars. I gave them to you a moment ago. Secondly, there will be an indicator because of trade wars. I've given you an illustration of what's happened to the American dollar in 90 days' time. You must see what's taking place. All right, I'll give you the fourth and last item. How can you know when the derivative market has cracked to the point that the American dollar and the paper currencies of the world are going to falter? Here it is. Please write it down. Whenever you hear the Federal Reserve say we're going to raise interest rates, it's all over. This is the last straw. This is the final indicator. This is the point at which if you're not out of paper, you have lost it.
Hold it. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm here at the Williams, and we've had a wonderful time this last 41 years after we went off the gold standard. And believe me, the elite have made fabulous fortunes playing the paper market. But of course, they're getting out of paper. They're out of the stock market. They're out of bonds. They're out of anything related to paper assets, and they're getting into solid things, commodities, gold, silver. The elite understand what's going on, but they want to keep you in, and they keep telling you how well the stock market's doing. It's all manipulated. And when this collapses, which it is going to do, most people are going to lose most things. Get out of pension funds, get out of insurance policies, get out of bonds, get out of bank savings, and your money in the bank will become worthless as they simply destroy its value. These things are coming. Don't wait. Do it now. Go right ahead, Lindsay. This is the last session.
Before my elitist friend, Mr. Ken Fromm, passed away, he was 87 years of age about a year ago. And before he passed away, I was told by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. I had trouble wondering how that was going to happen because the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. I can see it so plainly right now. After what happened with J.P. Morgan Chase on last Friday, you are beginning to see the crack in the paper currencies of the world. And the final indicator, which I gave you just a moment ago before the break, the final indicator that you will have when things are literally going to come apart. Now, folks, please, make it as well as you can up until that day. But there is a point at which you must secure your assets and get out of paper. And if you haven't gotten out, you're going to lose it. Now, keep in mind, at the time of the Great Depression of 1929 through 1933, there were many people who made great fortunes. Why? They knew it was going to happen. They saw it in advance. They knew the indicators, which I'm trying to tell you right now, about the financial problem that the world is in this moment, in 2012, and you're going to be facing something again. If you know the indicators, you can spare yourself great heartache, because not everybody in 1929 through 1933 stood in soup lines in New York and Chicago and San Francisco. There were many people who made great fortunes. Now, whenever you hear the Federal Reserve announce that they're going to raise interest rates, it's all over. Let me try to express this. A 1% rise in interest rates will add, please, jot this down. This is startling. A 1% rise in interest rates will add $140 billion to the national debt. Have you wondered why the Federal Reserve took interest rates to practically zero? It's 0.3. For all practical purposes, it's down to zero. Have you ever wondered why they took interest rates down that low? They had to. I mean, they were in massive trouble because of the $15.1 trillion of national debt. Now, whenever that interest rate begins to go up again, this is going to be utterly devastating to the national debt, to the American dollar, and it will probably only take place because the Federal Reserve is forced into doing it. You know that Japan has had an interest rate of zero for years. They can't afford to raise it, and the Federal Reserve cannot afford to go into QE3 because they're going to bring the wrath of the entire world's currencies down on us if we do it, But yet, on the other hand, they have no choice but to do it because our economy has been intentionally brought to such a state as where we have it right now. Every bit of this has been planned for years and years, and now I can begin to understand why I was told that by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Not non-existent. It'll be there. But its purchasing power will have gone down so greatly that you'll be taking no telling what to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread. Now, what must you do? So here are the solutions that you must take care of. Whenever you see the currency wars increase, when you see more and more of the trade wars, and you're going to see this on a regular basis, now you know what to look for when you're hearing the national news. And then the final straw, when you hear the Federal Reserve say, well, we're going to have to raise interest rates, you must. You positively must, if you want to spare yourself heartache, you must secure all of your assets by that time. How do you do it? You've got to get out of paper. The paper is going to be dead. The paper is going to be worthless. All the currencies of the world, not just the European euro, but the American dollar is likewise also under jeopardy. Only Americans still trust the dollar. You realize that the only thing a dollar has to back it is your faith. You think that you can go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread with that $3 or $4, and you can right now, but you are not going to be able to much longer. How do you secure your assets? Get out of paper. Get into tangibles of every kind. What is a tangible? A tangible could be a garden where you can grow food. A tangible could be a paid-for roof over your head. A tangible could be gold or silver. I don't sell it, but they can tell you where you get it right here. Well, just a moment ago, you heard an advertisement just before at the break as to where you can get it. You positively must get into tangibles, get out of paper before you see the final straw that broke the camel's back, bring him down. You can know how to spare yourself great heartache if you know when, what the signs are. It is going to happen. I have not given you a date when it's going to happen. I have told you that I was told the dollar will be dead. That means its purchasing power will be so diminished by the end of this year that you're going to have a very difficult time with purchasing. You think that the price of gasoline is going up or that the value of gold and silver is going up? No, it is not. It is only the purchasing power of the dollar that is diminishing and going down in relation to that 1 ounce of silver, that 1 ounce of gold, or that 1 gallon of gasoline, which is still 4 quarts. The only thing that has changed is the paper that you're purchasing the product with. The paper is about to crash, folks. You can watch Europe, you can watch the stock market. Please, if you wait until Wall Street crashes, you've lost it. It's all over with. If you wait till the euro crashes, you can't wait that long. Once again, let me give them to you. My elitist friend said to me, and we went into...
Lindsay, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so very much.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Join the Beth Messiah congregation for Pentecost 2012. That's the Feast of Shavuot. When? May 27th. Where?
Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater. Special guest speaker, Rico Cortez. Also, our good friend, Dr. Lance Thomas. Pack your own lunch and bring a blanket. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's Shavuot 2012, May the 27th, with the Beth Messiah Congregation, Hag Sameach.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, it's a chance. We find our listeners, the Time Ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, I would love to hear from you, because we do want to maintain our 70 outlets out across America. It's totally up to whether our listeners, whether or not they'll contribute and help us to continue doing that. I do want to mention that I'll be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the June 2nd and 3rd, and that's just 2 weeks from now, and I'll be talking about the title of the talk is Agenda 21, the Covert Agenda, but it's really about the spiritual forces behind Agenda 21, and you can't understand what's happening financially unless you understand their powerful spiritual forces at work within our society, within every aspect of our society. So if you can make it, fine. If not, I probably will be giving a very, very similar talk in Denver. I was just invited yesterday. It's going to be on the 15th of September, and I'm rather flattered that they would ask me, and I probably will be going there and giving the talk in September. But if you want to understand what's really going on in the world today, let me suggest the book Petrus Romanus. It's written by our friend Tom Horn. It's going into all the prophecies. Now, are these prophecies put out by God? Absolutely not. I believe they're put out by the dark side. And I believe that events may well be being manipulated to fit into the prophecies rather than the prophecies being fulfilled. But be that as it may, they all seem to point towards 1 year, the year 2012. I believe, of course, that everything that's happening is planned, is certainly being carried out. And I believe that the people within the metaphysical movement want these events to happen in 2012, how God will use them. Only, we'll can be interested to find out in the coming months. This is going to be an exciting year. Make your preparations accordingly, but to understand what's coming down the line, the book, Petrus Romanus, my talk on the forbidden secret, available on DVD, my talk on the dark secret, available on DVD, and the syllabus is good with both of the talks. And then, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand the spiritual forces at work in the world today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Where you can actually hear the programs that we do. We 24 hours a day, but we do 5 hours of talk radio. And we're trying to educate people, and your job is to get them educated, understanding what's really going on. You can warn them about what's taking place financially. They may or may not listen. I will tell you, if they do listen, they'll be very, very grateful to you. And the people who took our advice years ago sold their homes at the peak of the housing bubble, and I have a friend who sold his home, ended up with 5 rentals, doesn't have to work now, and, is very, very comfortable because he heeded our advice. Well, We are not looking for praise. We're just trying to warn people about the true nature of what's going on. Pray for revival. Please pray for radio for our vision. Help 1-800-544-7. Tomorrow, may the Lord.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,